On Wednesday, the city of Charlotte intended to discuss its transition plan for hiring a new police chief, but the city has canceled that news conference amid concerns that Chief Kerr Putney's retirement plan may violate state law. WFAE Steve Harrison has this report.
The city laid out a complicated plan on Monday for Police Chief Kerr Putney's retirement. Under the plan, the chief would step down on January 1st and then take 2 months off. During that time, he would start drawing his state pension and then be rehired by the city as police chief. He would work for 6 months, leading the city's preparations for the Republican National Convention, and then retire again. Retiring and then coming back is common in the public sector, but the plan could violate the state rules governing retirement. State law says that someone can collect their retirement only after a complete separation from active service, with no intent, expressed or implied, to return to service. WBTV first reported on the possible problem with Putney's retirement. City Attorney Patrick Baker told WFAE he's going to contact the state retirement system to clarify whether the city's plan is okay. He said it's common for public employees to return, but he said he doesn't have experience with a public employee making a high-profile announcement of their intentions to come back. The city released a statement saying, quote, "There was no intent to circumvent the law." Nearly 3 years ago, Deputy City Manager Ron Kimball retired from the city. He returned to work part-time for Charlotte a few months later, but at the time of retirement, he said he didn't have any plans to come back. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.